hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us certainly one of my favorite guests, Jay Guidetti, who's trained as a genetic scientist and certainly worked was working for her doctorate before she had a severe injury. But be that as it may, today she is out there on the front lines trying to keep us abreast of what's going on because she understands genetic engineering. She's worked in the laboratories for many years, and she's not only concerned about what's happening as far as our food is concerned, but what they're cooking up in the laboratories that perhaps could influence us as far as infectious disease. So without further ado, Jerry, thank you so very much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure, Dr. Stan. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Well, why don't you tell us, what are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Well, I'll tell you, the ARC Institute has for years been focusing on food supply issues with respect to genetically modified food and genetically modified seeds, and we talk about all the time how those genetic manipulations actually threaten the ability for individuals to take care of their own individual food supply. And that's individuals not only here in the United States and small-scale farmers here in the United States or even commercial farmers in the United States, but it's also all the third-world countries, farmers in third-world countries who rely on their own seed in order to make livings, in order to feed themselves. Well, I have to tell you that here at the ARC Institute, I have now redirected my focus somewhat to really home in on, with laser accuracy, on a bigger problem that still brings us back to food, and that is the global pandemic that everyone has been so concerned about, that some of the top scientists have been speaking about for the past 6 months. You've been hearing about it on TV a little bit. You've been hearing about it on the internet, you have been reading it in newspapers, little bits and pieces, and you try to put together this puzzle, and you come down to this, oh my gosh, there's a little bit here, a little bit there, we've got things to worry about, but how's that going to affect me? What do I have to worry about? Well, I have to tell you that Michael Osterholm out in Minnesota, who is also working for the Department of Homeland Defense, he is a microbiologist. I'm a microbiologist. I worked in human microbiology for 20 years. I have to tell you that Dr. Osterholm is one of my most respected microbiologists, and he has stuck his professional neck out and has said, we are, I'm not going to use the colloquialism he used, we are messed up if this flu strikes now.
Because and he doesn't say that it's if it's going to strike. He said it is going to strike. I mean, this was a very, very strong statement he made writing in Foreign Affairs magazine for the elite who rule the world.
Absolutely. And we're talking about now writings and speeches and other people joining in with this. Very, very important that we listen up, and you and I can talk about that today.
All right. Well, I think it's important that you understand that the Council on Foreign Relations, really, for all intents and purposes, is America's invisible government, that they publish Foreign Affairs magazine. If you read the July-August edition of Foreign Affairs magazine, the three leading articles are all in the same subject, on the coming flu pandemic. And Dr. Osterholm writes a very brilliant article there talking about the very real danger, and not if it's going to happen, but when it's going to happen. And believe me, the elite who rule the world all read that magazine. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Jerry Guidetti, who is from the ARC Institute, where they actually work on preserving seeds that traditional seeds for growing vegetables, which have been passed down from generation to generation. But this afternoon, we're going to talk about the coming flu pandemic. Now, why do I say it's coming? Well, the establishment does not spend all the time having articles in the paper day after day, week after week, month after month, articles in the magazines, certainly comments on television, focusing our attention on the danger of an influenza epidemic that is going to be lethal to hundreds of thousands, if not countless millions of people, and perhaps even hundreds of thousands of people here in the United States. They're spending an awful lot of energy to focus our attention on this in preparation for something. And so, without further ado, let's get Jerry Guidetti's impression of what's happening, what we can do to protect ourselves, and could it be that we're facing another world pandemic similar to the Spanish flu that kills 20 to 50 million people back in 1918?
Yes, absolutely, Stan, and that's what I'd like to do is draw some parallels here. The 1918 pandemic flu, which we were able to extract out of frozen bodies from the permafrost up in Alaska, we have found out that it had avian flu sequences in it. Well, we have been watching, and I've been speaking out about bird flu for 2 years now, because it has been since 2003 that we've seen bird flu take a rapid increase in the Asian countries.
Jerry, was the Asian flu that they talked about, was that this H5N1 virus sequence, or was it a different sequence, do you know?
Well, the Asian flu that we have going through Asia right now since 2003 is the H5N1 sequence.
Well, what about the Spanish flu of 1918?
Okay, and the so-called Spanish flu was actually birthed, if you will, in the United States. It was just that Spain was the first one who wrote the articles about it, and so they called it the Spanish flu. But that one was not an H5N1, but it had sequences in it that were similar to the avian flu sequences that we see now. It had a different H, but H's, whenever those H's change, and by the way, those are spikes, protein spikes, on the outside envelope of this flu. And we have two kinds of protein spikes out there. We have the neuraminidase, or N, and we have H, the hemagglutinin. And the hemagglutinin helps the virus to get into a cell. Neuraminidase functions in having viruses come out. So it's very important what these things are shaped like. They give it.
Hold that thought right there. Sure. We're going to bring our other stations on board right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Jerry Guidetti. Jerry, go ahead and pick up the story.
Okay, so we're talking about the 1918 flu pandemic, and keep in mind that at that time, we had about 1.6 billion people on the entire globe. Global travel was virtually non-existent in a speedy fashion. You know, folks got around sometimes on ocean-going vessels across the ocean, but no way was there air travel like we have today. No way was there automobile travel, concentrations in the cities of the massive numbers of people that we have today, and so on. And still, at that time, they were reporting originally 20 million dead around the world because of this avian-linked influenza virus. As it turns out, recent analyses are showing it's much closer to 50 million or more for that time when we only had 1.6 billion on the Earth. Today, by comparison, we have 6.6 billion on the Earth. All diseases are literally one car trip, one airplane trip away from another country, another person, another community, and so on. Now, this week and last week have been absolute tipping points for this virus. It is endemic or natural now to the area, ground in. It's in the environment.
You're talking now about in Asia.
Asia, correct. Yeah. It's endemic in Asia. It's in 11 to 12 countries at this point, or has been up to this point, but what happened horribly in this past month is that the influenza, the H5N1 virus, changed in a way genetically that it killed off the wild birds that were normally able to carry it without death. It didn't make them sick. They were just natural reservoirs for the virus. Turns out it took on features that have human traits. It took on genetic sequences that made it more capable of infecting humans. And the worst part still is the birds have now, because of early winter cold in China at Qinghai Lake, they have taken off, many of them have, those well enough to fly yet, and have taken off by flyways to Australia, New Zealand. They're going to Alaska in September. They've gone into Russia. We now have Russian cases of bird flu in many villages. Russia, at least, is coming clean, saying how far spread that is. It's in Kazakhstan, and unfortunately, Moscow.com today put out the warning that it is heading to Europe. It's heading fast. The geese are now heading for the Caspian and Black Seas, over the Ural Mountains, into Europe, and we're now looking at lightning-fast speed of the spread of this thing, and even Russia has come out just today and has said this H5N1 variety that is in Russia is the variety that infects humans, that this is a danger not only to Russia and to all of their communities. They are slaying animals. They are slaying birds like crazy in order to try to cut this back. But the reality is this thing is on the march much faster than any of the scientists could possibly have hoped would happen. And they're on their way now to Europe.
Now, of course, the thing is that the disease has killed millions of birds in Asia. It has not been into too many people so far. I don't know how many people have actually died of this.
Sure. All right, here we go. Here's the rundown, and this is the latest figures as of July 29th.
All right.
In Vietnam, 93 have been infected, 42 died.
It's about almost a 50% mortality. Right, okay.
45%. Thailand, 17 infected, 12 died. That's 70.5%. 70.5%. Cambodia, 100%. 4 have it, 4 died. Indonesia, 4 got it, 3 died. That's 51.6%. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't calculate that one. That's about 90%. That's 75%. And then finally, it's 118 total infected, 61 died today. That's 51.6%. And now here's the bombshell. By comparison, in 1918, 2.5% of those infected died. Today, we're looking at 51.6%. And an infection rate anywhere from 25 to 50% of the population is expected when this bird flu makes its final mutations to efficient transfer from person to person, which it has already begun to do. We've got it spread now from person to person in multiple clusters, in multiple communities, and now we're looking at the great doomsday nightmare that people have thought about forever and have said, my gosh, could this really happen? It happens every century, Stan. Every single century, it happens. It was 1918 last century and two smaller pandemics. This is a new century. We had them in the century before. We have seen bubonic plague, for example, which looks like a sniffle compared to what we face if this thing continues. And then the bottom line is, of all the developed countries, the United States is the least prepared with only enough vaccine to treat 2 million people, less than 1% of our population. And we have on order enough to treat to treat 2% of the population, when in fact, a minimum of 25%, conservatively, are expected to be infected, and that's if they have quarantines where you're not allowed to leave your home.
Well, now, the thing is that right now, at the present time, certainly the majority of the disease, though, is going from animals to human rather than human to human. How many cases do we have where they're actually human-to-human transmission?
I'm going to estimate today, and I'm going to say plus or minus 2.
All right.
We have approximately 12 clusters of proven human-to-human transmission. The most recent one in a middle-class, upper-middle-class neighborhood, an accountant for the city, a man who lived in a middle-class home with two little girls. One was 8 years old, one was 1 year old. The child came down with it first, the 8-year-old. She gave it apparently to the 1-year-old, and they both gave it to Dad, and all three of them have died. The closest connection these people have had to any poultry is across the street, literally across the street, in a house, there is a birdcage. And they figure maybe the child somehow got exposed to feces from a neighbor's birdcage.
Well, now, what about into the pig? My understanding that some of this was getting into animals as well.
Oh, yes. Okay, it infects cats, it infects pigs, and the pig infections are the most serious. And you can see online, for example, the UN maps of pig concentrations in all of China and Asia on the UN website. Tap into Google pig concentration, UN maps. You will see that, and poultry concentration. It has gotten into pigs all across China. They have currently what they are calling pig flu or Streptococcus suis. It has infected pigs. It's killing off thousands and thousands of pigs, and they are slaughtering the rest. They have razed whole villages with blades. They have gone into houses, according to the Boxun wire service, internet service, and translations of the Chinese. They have gone into homes, grabbed all of the people who were sick. They're claiming it is a bacterial infection called Streptococcus suis. But I can tell you as a microbiologist that the symptoms that they are seeing and the speed with which it is going through does not point exclusively to Streptococcus suis unless the bacteria itself has obtained mutations that cause it to create exotoxins that have the same ability as, say, Staph aureus to produce a toxic shock syndrome that will kill people off in a matter of 10 hours, which is what this thing is capable of doing.
Well, now, you mentioned that it was in Russia, but is it primarily in Russia in the birds? Has it gotten into any of the people in Russia so far?
Okay. They have some sick people in Russia. They have, in Kazakhstan, a man who they said has severe double pneumonia. That is usually what it's called when it goes to the final stages in this thing. And what Russia has said is, they are setting up emergency clinics now to receive any respiratory ailments in people into the clinics so they can immediately isolate these people, test to see what organisms they're infected with, and so on. Now, the scientific community, I have to tell you, and the World Health Organization has taken the lead today and has asked China in Sichuan Province, China, to please send samples from these pigs and people who have died, and let's see if they don't also have concurrently H5N1, which would explain why this thing is going so rapidly and why the complication of Streptococcus suis is so absolutely deadly.
Well, I think the interesting thing is that China has been very loath to really do much of anything. In other words, whatever they have done, they've done it very quietly, and they have not really been cooperative. And only recently have they really begun doing the mass slaughter of the animals. And when you talk about killing millions of birds and chickens and animals, this is happening halfway around the world, and we're not really hearing about it here.
If you're not on the internet and you are not regularly looking at bird flu stories, and I don't mean just bird flu stories, if folks want to contact us at the ARC Institute, we can provide them with some of the websites where the doctors, the public health professionals, are discussing these issues honestly among themselves, and we'll show you how to really learn what's going on.
All right, fine. And, of course, later in the program, we'll tell you how to get in touch with Jerry, how to get in touch with the ARC Institute, and keep on the cutting edge. Have you started that newsletter you were going to put out?
Definitely. This is the World Crisis Advisory. We are focusing the World Crisis Advisory right now strictly on this pandemic, because we feel maybe we only have a few months left to get the word out to folks.
All right, and so Jerry is working very hard and keeping us abreast of what's going on. So many things are happening on so many fields, and so we're going to have to rely on her for the information. We'll be back in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty. This is a fascinating four-tape set.
genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is George Riley, and most of you now
have been quietly attracting the attention of the smart money investor. And that's with no small wonder when you consider that in those last 3 years, gold has risen over 50% and silver has nearly doubled. So, are you in profit yet? You might think so if you bought gold or silver coins in the last 3 years. And true enough, some coins have increased by as much as 70%. So how do you know how much your portfolio has gained or lost? With a quick call to the asset management professionals at Colonial Resources. 1-800-685-4042. Colonial Resources will give you current market quotes on your gold or silver bullion and collector coins. If you're ready to sell, Colonial pays higher prices for your coins than almost anyone in the industry. And if you doubt that, call the company that sold them to you and ask what they'd buy them for, and then call us. To find out where you stand in the rapidly changing precious metals market, call Colonial Resources today, toll free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I think people have to understand that in other countries, many of them have actually stockpiled an antibiotic. It's specific for viral disease. There are only really two antibiotics which hit viruses. One is amantadine, and they pretty well destroyed its effectiveness over in China by mixing it with the chicken feed to keep them from getting the viruses. And now, of course, the virus is mutated. It won't respond to amantadine. Where do we stand with Tamiflu? Is this still an effective treatment or not?
Tamiflu is still an effective treatment. It is almost the only effective treatment, though there are a couple of strains of H5N1 that have some sensitivity yet to amantadine, and there is a third one, and the name is escaping me right now, not resveratrol. Rexanthadine or something. Right. At any rate, I'm going to focus on the ones that have been most studied recently, and that is the amantadine resistance is showing up in more and more strains. The Tamiflu resistance, they've had a couple of genes that have shown some Tamiflu resistance, sequences that have caused some Tamiflu resistance, but so far, the one and only thing that appears to be effective for these current strains coming out of Qinghai Lake is Tamiflu. And those are the ones that are flying here to the United States and Alaska and everyone else, every place else. Now, Tamiflu is not in great supply. It is only produced by one manufacturer, that's Roche. And they have, other countries have been preparing for the past 2 years, getting enough Tamiflu to take care of their populations with a 25 to 40% infection rate. And they literally have stockpiled enough Tamiflu, it lasts for 4 to 5 years, stockpiled enough to treat those great proportions of their populace.
In other words, the other countries are preparing to
Absolutely.
Protect their people. Here in the United States, we're sending
not.
Our money all throughout the rest of the world and spending nothing, really. Mm-hmm. I think they have enough, for a couple of million people.
That's exactly right, and not even, it's a couple of million doses, all and right. we've got more on order. Now, they said that by 2007, the U.S. government is trying to get from Roche enough to take care of 5% of the population, but keep in mind, Stan, that what we're talking about here is 25 to 40%, and some doctors are saying 50% of the population will be infected, and the federal government just released a statement 2 days ago, which makes me know that this is exactly correct, how far behind we are, because they put out a thing on all the major networks saying the federal government wants you to know that, Department of Health and Human Services, that we are going to have enough influenza vaccine this year because we have arranged to get them, da-da-da-da. However, it will be flu vaccine for the current strain of flu that we expect, and there will be zero opportunity to develop any vaccines against the bird flu. So they're putting it out there for us that your government has not developed or will not be able to develop any vaccines against bird flu, and I should tell you that that's an impossibility anyway. You could only make kind of a seed vaccine or a starter vaccine, guessing at the exact protein envelope of that particular strain. We will not know until it hits us, until it arrives on this shore, what strain or strains are going to be our pandemic strains, and then we can start trying to make vaccine. We need millions and millions of eggs to do it.
And, of course, it takes you a very long time to do it.
9 months.
In fact, the only company that's really putting it out now is, was it Chiron or something like that?
Chiron. Yes.
And Chiron has had so much difficulty producing it because of antiseptics. In other words, they contaminated the flu last year, and that's why they couldn't be distributed. Of course,
and we depended on Europe for
right.
it. Yes.
And so, I'm very, very concerned about the flu vaccine. I do not trust the people who put these vaccines out. They have, we know Dr. Fudensberg work that pointed out that if you were foolish enough to take your influenza vaccine and you were between 60 and 65 and you took 3 to 4 shots over a 5-year period, your incidence of Alzheimer's disease went up 1,000%. Now, why aren't the American people being told that? Because there's mercury in it, there's aluminum in it, and it doesn't do that much good anyway. In fact, we had less influenza last year when we didn't have so much of the vaccine being put out. But can we really trust them if they're going to really get this avian flu? And where does this thing come from? Oh, it's always there in the birds. This is what they tell us. Remember, there are 80 microbiologists who've died. Some of them under very mysterious circumstances. But, of course, that sounds a little paranoid. Well, of course, remember, you're only paranoid when you imagine people are against you. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Jerry Guidetti, and, of course, I will invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question on this subject. I don't want to get into a lot of other subjects right now.
of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, for America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. The thing is that you have to be on the Internet and you have to be checking these websites to find out what's really happening throughout the world. So apparently these birds, these migratory birds now, are moving into other areas, and apparently some of the birds have gotten into Russia. There are reported cases there. Do we know if there have been any deaths in Russia so far?
No, we do not, Stan, know of any deaths in Russia, but Russia is in a panic mode right now. It has been so many towns that have been hit already, and they are going through killing birds like crazy for the Russians to come out and literally put out a warning to Europe today that it's at their doorstep. And don't forget, if you take a look, folks, take a look at your maps of the world and take a look at where the Caspian Sea is and the Black Sea, and you're going to be astounded. This is where these geese are going next. You're going to be astounded to see how close that is to the Persian Gulf, to Turkey, Iran, Iraq, the Mediterranean. This is where folks are right now fighting in a war. And I don't have to remind you, Dr. Stan, that the real reason World War One ended when it did was because of the pandemic influenza. There were so many soldiers on both sides dropping in the trenches, dying, that they literally were running out of people to throw at the front.
Now, the so-called cannon fodder that the elite referred to.
Yes.
And, of course, I think that people should realize that apparently this flu really started here in the United States among military recruits.
Absolutely.
And there were many doctors who pleaded with the military not to put these people onto ships. What you needed to do was quarantine the sick people and stop the epidemic. And instead of that, they put them on the ships, shipped it over to Europe, and then, of course, it went all throughout the world. When you have a disease, you have to quarantine people. You have to stop it spreading person to person. That's what you do if you want to stop the epidemic. So, and it's interesting, if you begin looking up, you'll find out that other countries really have stockpiled the Tamiflu in expectation and anticipation of the epidemic coming. And isn't it interesting that here in the United States, they just haven't bothered to do that. You have to ask yourself why. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, this disease really produces a fulminant pneumonia. What about this idea? What would you say to people who say, look, the best way to avoid getting the disease would be to take everything you possibly can to build up your immune system?
All right, I'll tell you the stone truth. I mean, I would normally fall into that category, but I'll tell you the stone truth. Everyone who is dying of this is actually dying from the overreaction of their immune systems. That's why so many of the young are dying. So many children and so many of very healthy, 18 to 40-year-olds, because they have such excellent immune systems. You've got a cytokine storm going on, and cytokines are some of the molecules that are triggering. There are many different kinds of cytokines. There are very complex immunological reactions, but the long and short of it is it causes fluids to rush into the lungs. It causes blood cells to go into the lungs to handle the invaders, causes bleeding and so on, and basically the person dies drowning. They die of the inability for them to, it's actually severe acute respiratory distress, the inability to breathe through those lungs. The other interesting thing is some people are getting infected through the digestive tract, and they are developing these horrible internal bleeding and diarrhea. They're dying of dehydration, loss of blood through the rectum, and so on. There are these other symptoms presenting themselves. So the peaked immune system is no defense in this one, because it is the immune system that is the cause of death. I am going to be covering in the global advisory, I am going to be covering all of the different stages of victims, what to look for, what these symptoms are, and whether or not they can be saved, because the reality is the pandemic plan here in the United States, the National Pandemic Plan, which is in draft form. You can get it at the CDC online in draft form. They still haven't finalized it. It is going to include forced quarantine in your own home because the hospitals are so rapidly going to become overwhelmed.
Well, I think, of course, this would be the logical thing to do. I mean, you do have to quarantine people.
Absolutely.
They've got to be able to survive, though. They have to have food and other things on hand. But you certainly wouldn't want to be going out. You would want to have everything done. You'd want to have gloves. You'd want to have masks. You'd want all those things that would be so necessary to protect you from the spread of this disease. That's how you stop epidemics. And if the antibiotics were really available, well, they're available in other countries. They just don't happen to be available here, and we have to ask why. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling from Arizona, and again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Go ahead, Mike. Do you have a question?
Yeah, hi. I happen to be a pathologist, but let's say I'm a young mother with a 3-year-old child.
Right.
You guys have now scared the wits out of me. What if I call up my pediatrician, what would I ask him to do for me?
Write you a prescription for Tamiflu for your children. As a matter of fact, the latest studies on dosages of Tamiflu, doctor, are that it may take 2 sequential series of 2 tablets a day. In the case of children, you'd get a suspension, young children. 2 tablets a day, that's 75 milligrams, a total of 10 tablets for 5 days, is one regimen. However, you would have to go on to a second regimen if the latest dosage studies in England are borne out. So there are recommendations online, and as horrible as this sounds, I'm going to need to say it anyway. Some physicians are recommending that you store the urine of the patient. You could store this in the refrigerator. The reason being that Tamiflu does go through the entire body and come out the same. It's not broken down. So these doctors are recommending, since we already have a dire shortage of Tamiflu in this country, to store the urine and then to drink your own urine to get a second dose of the Tamiflu for another 5 days afterwards. And as horrible as that sounds, those are the kinds of things we are going to be publishing in this advisory, those kinds of things that come from the medical community, from you folks, doctor, that will help to save lives. You're literally looking at attempting to save the lives of your loved ones at home. And there are probably, I'm going to estimate now, I've been putting together a list of maybe 30, 40 things that you're going to want to bring into your home to be able to provide for you. For Dr. Osterholm says, out of Homeland Defense and the Centers for Infectious Disease, he is saying 3 months minimum for complete self-sufficiency.
I think, Mike, I would be a little skeptical about this whole thing if I didn't understand the power of the Council on Foreign Relations and the people
Absolutely.
There. And when the latest July-August issue, the first three articles are all about the coming pandemic. They don't lie among themselves.
No.
They know what's going to happen.
Yes.
Anything else, Mike?
Yeah, no, I understand your point. And, you know, one is, you know, we have to be a little bit skeptical of where this new horrendous strain of flu is coming from, knowing the mindset of these people.
No question at all. But be that as it may, we're going to have to look after ourselves and after one another.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm putting Jerry on is because I think that she's right on. We've got to start making preparations. And one of the things that Dr. Osterholm talks about is the fact you're not going to be able to go out to the store and buy food.
No.
And so you better be prepared, you know, to look after yourself. We could see a complete breakdown in the infrastructure of our society over a matter of many weeks, you know, until we can get back, maybe even several months to get back to a normal status.
Right.
Could this really happen? I don't know.
Right.
Maybe they're just trying to scare us to death. But it would be foolish not to make preparations.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a matter of fact, Mike, Dr. Mike, you... would be probably interested in a monograph of a physician out of the South that was just put up. It's fabulous. It has some errors, typo errors or whatever, but he put together a 37-page monograph. Gretton Woodson is his name, and he runs a whole medical clinic in the South, and he's put this out free for all of his patients.
How can people get that?
Okay, you can get them on the Internet. If you are not on the Internet, I will make it available, and I'm going to invest my own money in it. I will make it available to them. Let them contact us at the ARC Institute. That would be the best way to get a hold of all this information. The phone number is 1-800-255-1912. 1-800-255-1912. We're going to be including from the medical community all of the recommendations in our advisory, in the global crisis advisory. We will be including all of the information from the top minds, the top medical folks in this country and around the world on what folks need to be doing. We're looking at a minimum of deaths in the United States of 1.7 million, absolute minimum, and Dr. Osterholm asks, why do we only have 2.5 weeks of caskets here in the United States?
Well, how can people get it? They can call you? Is that what they're
doing? Yes, okay. Call us at the ARC Institute, 1-800-255-1912.
Now, go ahead. You're putting out a newsletter.
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to send you an initial copy. We'll send it to you free so you can get an idea of all of the stuff that's going to be in it. We will just, if you call the 800 number, leave your name and address very slowly and clearly, and we'll get this out to you on Monday morning. If you need something specific and you want to sign up to get this by mail because you're not on the computer, leave that message too. We'll get back to you.
All right.
Yeah. Let me ask one further thing. What's the best estimate as far as when this flu will get to the U.S.?
Very good question. I have just checked with a lot of the docs today and a lot of the epidemiologists, and they're saying that we're looking probably at it hitting the United States, if we're not lucky, between November and April of this year. November of this year, the flu season. The way it's spreading across the Ural Mountains and so on right now, it could come even sooner. But they're saying November to April will be the first phase. And don't forget, all pandemics occur in at least 2 to 3 phases. And it occurs over 1 to 3 years. It does not all occur in one season. What the first wave doesn't get, the second wave does, and so on. Now, if we got so lucky and were so blessed, we might make it till next year. It's now thought to be an absolute certainty, and we are looking at a minimum of 10 different strains. The stuff is mutating as we go. It's picking up human sequences, and if folks happen to have this year's regular flu, if they don't get a flu shot and they get the regular flu, and then a bird flu version of the virus infects the same person, these viruses will reassort their genes, picking up more bird flu character and more human flu character, and that person will obviously die, and then that virus will have changed. That person's walking around with this, they're being taken care of by family and so on. The virus will have changed and become even more deadly. And so this is what they fear. This is what's happening. The 1.7 million, by the way, is assuming the following case fatality rates: 2.3%, 1.6%, or 1.15%. And then I remind you that the current form of bird flu has a fatality rate over all of Asia of 51.6%.
Okay. Anything else, Mike?
You know, I've noticed here in the Phoenix area a flurry of construction, adding new rooms to my hospital and several others.
Uh-huh.
I just wonder, has the word gotten out? And
if you have a chance, get the Foreign Affairs magazine July-August issue. It'll make your day.
I will.
Thanks very much.
Thanks
so
much. I'll take my answer.
And look, help us get the word out down there, Mike. Get those people down there aware. Start preparing to look after yourself, because government's not going to be able to help you if this does come.
Yeah,
God bless. Bye-bye. Let's go to Dave calling from Illinois. Hi, Dave. Do you have a question?
Hey, good afternoon. Actually, the last caller asked my question, so I got a different one.
All right.
Okay. That's a scary answer, too. Well, two things. Number one, I'm so disturbed by the fact that, this country's officials won't talk about this stuff to the people. You know, just like the bioterrorism threat. Mm-hmm. As you two know, there are things people can do to protect themselves, but no one's talking about it. That's right. The first thing that really angers me.
Well, that's why we do have Radio Liberty here, and that's why we do what we do 5 hours a day and have Jerry on as many programs as we get her on.
My question would be, if a person gets their beef, their immune system, you may have discussed this, I may not have heard of it, but if a person beefs up their immune system by just dieting well and stuff between now and the end of the year, that would be a good precautionary measure, right?
Well, that again, to discuss what I did before, you can do that, and I would strongly recommend that everybody be absolutely as healthy as possible going into this thing. But the truth is, the young have been dying at approximately 50%, 50%, not the elderly, not the infants exclusively, but the young. And that's what the 1918 pandemic did, and the reason is because the immune systems are so healthy that the cytokine storms are particularly effective at killing these folks off. You can read these at CYTOKINE, storm. Read about it online. You'll read about it in our newsletter, in the advisory that we're going to be sending out, because you're looking at a series of little pieces of articles. They are so full of errors, I cannot begin to tell you. One of these physicians was interviewed on CNN last week. I'm not going to name the interviewer. I love him to death. But the reality is he asked the question about it. Then they gave a summary after the bird flu special, and he gave a summary, and they said, so you can see the bird flu bacteria is threatening da-da-da-da. It's not even a bacterium.
It's a virus, right?
It's a virus, and we have so much misinformation out, and this was a primo program. They did a great job in covering, what you can do in sound bites. But the reality is there's so much error out there. People are quoting people who are journalists who didn't do the research on the science involved. And it drives us crazy here at the ARC Institute to see this kind of misinformation and perhaps some disinformation going out in order to convince people that everything's okay.
Okay, now, one of two things. First of all, you still are selling the seeds, and it's not a bad idea to have that. Why don't you just mention quickly about the fact that you do make seeds, you do sell the seeds, and this is something that people should have on hand so they can grow their own food if they need to.
Sure, you can see where our hearts are. Thank you for thank you for reminding me, Dr. Stan. Dr. Osterholm has said that he does believe that all food is going to be short. There's going to be at least 35% of people out. So, food is going to be short. We sell non-hybrid seeds that you can grow your own vegetables. You may have to go through this for 2 to 3 years. Call 1-800-255-1912 or reach me at ARK, A-R-K Institute at AOL.com, ARK Institute at AOL.com, or our website, www.arkinstitute.com.
And one more time, the telephone number.
1-800-255-1912.
All right, God bless you. Thanks so very much, Jerry. We'll talk to you later.
Sure.
Dave, we're out of time, but thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaur's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaur's book, Inroad to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaur will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaur.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I don't mean to sound as alarmist, but I really do believe that there is a very real problem. And whether it's happening exactly as we're being told, or whether there are other factors at work, all I can do is suggest that there are really people who feel that there are too many people in the world today. And if you haven't read the National Security Study Memorandum that came out in, that's National Security Study Memorandum 200, it came out in 1974 talking about how we had to control world population. Initially a secret document. We do have it. It's available. You can get it off our website. Or you can go up on the internet and pull it down. You need to read it. You need to understand the mentality of the people working behind the scenes. Well, our plea to you is to understand that sometimes there are other forces at work. And if you read Revelation 6:8, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed close behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the world's population with a sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of this world. That's what the King James Version says. Other people have pestilence in there, which means disease, and I suspect that we were going to see terrible, terrible diseases unfolding in the very near future. Make your preparations. Don't be frightened. Remember, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. Fear accomplishes nothing. Make your preparations. Listen to our programs and hope and pray that this is all simply created by the enemies of freedom to frighten us to death. But I would not be at all surprised if we were not to see some terrible, terrible biological diseases spreading here in America. And this certainly is a terrible biological disease. So understand what you can do. Get Jerry Guidetti's material. Get the information from the Internet. We have a book written by Igor Shafid, who actually worked for the Soviet Union in their biological warfare unit. We carry his book, and called Inside the Red Zone, The Things That You Need to Begin Putting Aside Today to Begin to Protect Yourself. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like, of course, to get our 4-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarian, it is a series of interviews with Dr. Denigan, one of them is my own interview, and three are with Randy Engel. And Dr. Denigan, back in 1969, heard Dr. Day, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, talking about the master plan of a group he called the Order. And you'll actually hear Dr. Denigan tell the story. He does it far better than I do, and they talk about how there are just too many people in the world, and how they're going to have to kill off large numbers of them, and they're going to create new diseases and withhold the treatment for cancer. And the average individual says nothing could be that evil. Well, I'd like to suggest there is evil in the world. There is terrible evil in the world. The 4-tape set, The New Order of the Barbarians, and we actually have a transcript of much of that, and you'll want to read that transcript through several times. We hope you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down our material. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a free copy of our last newsletter, that is the June newsletter, The Occult Hierarchy, and it talks about the people who rule the world and the people who control them. It talks about the ascended masters and the masters of wisdom, and who are these people? Why, if they're from the other dimension. And you'll actually have quotations from a high government official who's been in contact with these beings from another dimension. The book, of course, is called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary Beings. We carry the book because we want you to know what's really going on, and you're not going to get this through regular channels. We also carry Johanna Michelson's book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. That's The Beautiful Side of Evil. So we hope that many of you out there will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com or call us at 1-800-544-8927, and then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.